redwood giraffe.
Guys, I'm on the fucking porch, on the camp, on the river, in the country. Where the fuck are you? That's right.
He's laughing at me stuffing my face full of potato chips.
That's right, bitches. I already ate my stuffed pork. I'm done eating. I'm just drinking. You fucking bitches.
Oh, I should have got drunk tonight.
Yep. Yeah. You should have got drunk every night we do the podcast. Where is that?
Well, tonight would have been a good night. I forgot we don't have work tomorrow.
Oh, you forgot about that.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
I've been ready, bitch.
Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff. My drunk scale rating for this show is a zero, and there's a reason for that. When we recorded originally last night, I probably was like an 8 or a 9. Jason was like a 12 teen, and it was just so drunk that we couldn't put too many coherent thoughts together. And we didn't really have a show, and we felt like you deserve something a little bit better than that for the first show to open the regular season, and so we are re-recording on a Sunday afternoon.
Or is today a Monday afternoon?
Oh, yeah, today's Monday. Oh, it's Labor Day. But that means that the 2014 football season is, or will be soon, officially underway. Of course, that's depending on when we publish and when you listen. But to celebrate the start of the Saints Super Bowl run, we've got a big show for you. That's right. We are going to talk about Saturday's cuts. We're going to talk about the anticipation for the coming season. We have the return of bold predictions sure to go wrong, the final Fuck the Falcons segment of the summer, and another return of Pick'ems, but this time Pick'ems will have a couple of new twists where you can play along as well. But before we do that, put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. Do you have a number?
No, I am a zero. This is probably one of the first zeros I've had in a very long time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like you said, I was a 418 last night, something. I don't know. The only thing I remember from last night is my sheet with the Pick'ems on it.
So that's because it's written down.
Hour and a half of recording, and all I can have is some words on a sheet. That's what I got. So,
well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We are going to play a couple of those clips from last night so that you and our listeners can enjoy what Damon and I got to enjoy last night. I think they're keeping Ryan Griffin on there as an apprentice more than anything, right?
The Jedi apprentice? He's already got his red lightsaber and he's ready.
They sense the mitochondrians are high in him.
That's just a bullshit excuse that George Lucas made up. Fuck midichlorians.
Oh, that's it. What I call it, mitochondrians?
Right. You guys are mitochondrians. No, we know he has midichlorians. We don't need to be explained that from George Lucas. So thanks, George. We know he's got it. Oh, I went in the kitchen this morning and saw the bottle of Crown that I was drinking out of and kind of thought to myself, wow, I drank that much Crown last night?
Was it one of those gallons?
It was the big one.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, and Damon, welcome to the show. Hey, for once, the zero number, you're in good company.
What do you mean? I'm a seven. What the fuck?
It's Bizarro Dome Patrol Podcast. Are you a zero for real, though?
Yeah, no, I'm a zero, unfortunately. Okay.
So this is a completely sober show. It's going to be either really good and full of coherent thoughts, or it's going to be really boring.
With obviously no Ray Rice, because he's a wife beater. Everybody hates Marvin Lewis. They cut the law firm. wait, what is a shitty game of the week? Oh, wait, what is this song? Oh, there's too many songs. I'm going to give you my soliloquy. I got y'all. You're going to be fucked. I got y'all. It's good. Oh, Jesus. All right. I need to drink everything. I need to get more crown. There are a lot of Saints fans that are going to the game in the Falcon Dome. We have a lot of fans that are going to that game. But we have a lot of fans going to the game. We have a lot of fans going to the game in Atlanta. We have a lot of fans going to that game. And we got a lot of fans going to Atlanta.
Hey, you think there'll be a lot of Saints fans at the Atlanta game?
There might be, Rabbit. There might be.
All right, we're going to skip game recap because there's no sense in talking about Thursday night's game. We're going to go straight into Saturday's cuts. And I guess the first cut that we should talk about is that we cut both kickers. What does that mean?
Well, I think we're going to go for it on fourth down and go for 2 points all the time. Go Saints. We don't need a fucking kicker, you know? So
we're going to start five safeties and we're never going to kick the ball.
Right. We're going to revolutionize the game. I don't know. You know, I was hoping after, you know, everybody's cuts, suck up for Kansas City was he was let go. And I was hoping we were going for him, but I have read reports today that he's going to Tennessee.
Huh. So, yeah, I mean, there's Suckup, there's Baronis, there's Alex Henry, Jay Feely, Connor Barth. I mean, there's a bunch of veteran kickers out there, and I'm sure we'll bring them all in, and they'll go with somebody, you know, sometime next week, I would imagine. I mean, it would be kind of cool to go into Atlanta with no kicker and, you know, just say, fuck you, Falcons, we don't need a kicker, but... Well, more than likely, that's not going to be the case.
You know, the kicker that Kansas City did keep to replace Suckup, Caro Santos?
Yeah, Santos.
You know, he played at Tulane, and I was hoping that we would get him after the draft, because he was an undrafted rookie free agent, yep. Mm-hmm. Especially with Curtis Johnson. I mean,
he kicked in the fucking dome.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know. I can't imagine we went after him too hard. I just can't see it. I don't know why a man would pass up.
Time, we already had Demke and...
Well, no, Demke.
No,
right?
No, you had Graham.
You had Graham, who, God bless, we all knew he wasn't a long-term solution. Demke was our undrafted free agent.
Oh, okay, so they went after Demke.
They went after Demke instead of Caro.
Maybe Curtis Johnson knows something that he told Sean. Don't worry about this guy.
Well, then that was a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, you know, I believe, I mean, more than any position, you know, statistics for a kicker in the NFL, you know, really kind of says all you need to know. And Santos had the numbers, but anyway, I mean, he was Kansas City, now and we're kickerless.
Yeah, that's one thing. We haven't had the best track record of kickers in the Sean Payton era.
No, I mean, what, Carney?
I mean,
they always seem like they do okay, and then they fall apart.
Yeah, right. I mean, we all remember Lindo Mare, and maybe he's got more names on speed dial or something.
Well, fortunately, the kicker position, you don't really need to be familiar with anything. Just show up the day before the game.
I'd always just kick.
But really, the day of the game, yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see. He'll bring in one of these veteran guys. And, yeah.
All right. Yeah, well, all right. So, but beyond that... We got the Champ Bailey was cut.
Yeah, my bet's looking better and better.
That's right.
You owe me a meal and drinks.
That's Should I just play the clip from last
Yeah,
night?
You play, just play the clip.
My bet was he wouldn't be starting by week 10, and both of y'all went into it, so not only do I get a...
You get dinner at the Shimmy Shack. That's what you get.
No, yes. I get a meal. No, the problem is
Shimmy Shack.
No, that was the deal.
That was the bet.
Right. The Shimmy Shack is fine, but the problem is like if he made the team and he was starting, then I owed both of y'all meals.
Right.
But now that he is not on the team, and both of y'all owe me, so I get a meal and drinks from the two of you.
No, there's nothing about drinks in the bet.
Well. Okay, so I owe the two of y'all meals.
No, you don't owe us anything.
But then when it's my spot.
You won the bet.
I know I won the bet.
All right, so you get a free dinner at Jimmy Shack, and we will split that cost.
And y'all better buy me drinks.
No, you get dinner. We'll pay for your entree.
But if I lost, then I have, if I lost, I owe two dinners.
If you lost, yes, that's how confident you were about winning the bet, that you were willing to take it. I mean, there's odds in bets. Your odds were better, were a little tougher than ours, and you still won.
That's fine.
Look, we can go to Jimmy Shack before a movie one day. Next movie we go to, we'll swing by Jimmy Shack.
That's fine. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
right. And Damon will buy your dinner,
and you're gonna buy me drinks.
No, that wasn't the bet. The bet was dinner at Jimmy Shack.
Right. I owed the two of y'all dinner. Oh, but when I won, no, it's not one. It's not the two of y'all owe me one dinner. It has to make up, because if I lost.
No, it wasn't a 1-to-1. You were so confident that Champ Bailey wasn't going to start that you were willing to say, I will buy both entrees.
Right.
And I'm willing for y'all to split an entree if I lose.
Okay, whatever. That's fine. Then y'all owe me an entree.
Yes. That was the bet.
Fine, do it. Then fine. That's fine.
I'll buy you a beer.
Just good. Do it. Up. You owe me more than that, but that's fine.
That was just a clip about the bet. We talk about Jim Bailey himself and how shocking it is that – I mean, it's one thing that he wouldn't start, but, I mean, they just told him, we don't even need you. Not even as a mentor.
Well, you're not going to keep a guy around just to be a damn mentor.
Well,
I mean,
true.
It's either – I mean, especially because he's not going to contribute on special teams. So if he didn't – wasn't going to earn a starting job, there's no sense in keeping him around.
Yeah, I think it had to do that. I think he'd lost a step. I've heard that on a couple of talk show hosts say that, who saw practice. And I think the injury to him in the preseason kind of gave them pause. He was hurt last year for a big portion of the season. Now you come into preseason and you're hurt. Mm-hmm. So can we, that definitely brings up the, can we count on you during the regular season?
Now, didn't you say too that he had told somebody that he could see himself finishing his career at safety?
Right. He had said that to Charlie Casserly, who was a GM in Washington that drafted him. He said that a couple of years, Charlie Casserly. Repeated that story. So I'm not sure, though, if anyone this close to the season starting, I'm not sure who's going to.
Well, and we don't need him if he's going to want to be a
safety. Oh, well, yeah, exactly. I mean, for a safety spot, we're kind of good.
We're okay. Thanks, Champ, but we've got it covered. And then Robert Meacham was let go, and Nick Toon stayed.
There's more of a long-term upside with Toon.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? At best, Meacham has 1 year left. My God, maybe two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They say that Toon's a practice beast, and I guess they're just hoping that he...
Maybe he'll go... Well, never mind. I was about to go say something stupid.
As is, of course, the tradition.
But at least I caught myself this time. I'm just progress. They got Toon for development purposes. They must see something in him.
I mean, this is it. If he even dresses out, I mean, because you're going to go... I mean, well, we don't know the severity of Kenny Stills' injury, but you're going to have Colston Cooks. Shit. I mean, Colston. Stills won't be ready. You're going to have Morgan. Morgan's played his way up there.
Yeah.
So I guess you dress out Toon. And who else? Is there another receiver that made the roster or no?
Yeah,
no,
I thought they went in with six, no?
Because Meacham got cut, Coleman got cut.
Y'all did see the practice squad list today, right?
No.
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay, Coleman was picked up and is on a practice squad.
Okay, so Coleman's still with the organization.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Charles Hawkins was waived. All right.
Yeah.
Brandon Coleman was waived but picked up. Shontavious Jones.
Waived.
Cut. Yeah. Meacham was released. Andy Tanner's on IR, actually. Tobias Palmer was waived on August 21st. So
it looks like we have... Five? Is that right?
At least. You got Kenny Stills, Brandon Cooks, Marcus Colston, Joe Morgan, Nick Toon.
Nick Toon. That's it, right?
Right.
I could have sworn there was a sixth.
No. Okay, Colston, Toon.
Jimmy Graham. That's right.
Cooks, Kenny Stills, Joe Morgan. Only five. Those are the five receivers we're going with.
All right. Well, there you have it.
The whole point is, I guess Toon will end up dressing out on game days, especially early on if Stills doesn't play.
Right. Yeah.
what surprises me most is that we kept three quarterbacks, and I get, we all know why. Look, we can't let go of Griffin because we're scared someone's going to pick him up. Plus, I don't think he's eligible for the practice squad because he was on the roster full-time last year. Also, we kept two fullbacks, which is...
Well, but the assumption is Laurie is not healthy. He might go on IR. Because we are going to have to make some kind of move when they do pick up a kicker.
Right.
You know, either put him or maybe Kari Ford on the IR for the, you know, season, depending on the severity or whatnot. So.
Well, there you go. Pierre Warren was cut. Which...
And he's on the practice squad. Thankfully, nobody else kind of picked him up. Because he was a little surprising in terms of getting cut. He made a lot of plays.
What about, what's his name? The kid from, was it Florida State? Who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
It's a defensive back. Adam was high on him.
How about this? The guy who may have had that interception in the one preseason game that we didn't know who the fuck he was, he made the roster, Brian Dixon.
Oh, yeah? Go ahead.
He made the team.
What is the guy, though? Who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
I thought he might have been a cornerback.
Tell me.
Shit. He's got an S in his name.
Simpson.
So Swami. Slippy. Slappy. Slimmin. Salmon. Simmon. Swanson. Swanson?
Maybe it's on the briefcase. Look on the...
Oh, yeah. It's right here.
Sinceri.
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Vinny Sinceri. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
no,
made it over Pierre Warren. Okay.
Right. And he did look good in the preseason games, and he was going against second and third stringers, but you know, how can you hold that against him? I mean, that's who he was put in there against him. He looked good.
All right, so that's going to bring us into our next segment, tweets from the Twitter thing.
Oh, too much music. Turn it off. Too much music. Oh, do we have any tweets tonight? I didn't even see Twitter tonight.
Yeah, we got some tweets. We picked up a few Twitter followers this week anyway. One pretty hot chick.
Did you see her? I saw the tweet that she tweeted from her. Yeah, she was hot.
Yeah.
That was a good deal. She kind of did a selfie. I was like, oh, who's this?
Yeah, a little shout out to Carrie over there, Carrie Corum over there.
Yeah, you were kind of hot.
All right, she had a nice...
ass.
She had a nice picture of the Saints fist squeezing and crushing a Falcon, which, coincidentally, is something that we saw the night before Taron Armstead tweeted a picture of himself in a shirt with the same image on it. So apparently it's a thing.
Was that before he fell down in his intro?
No, but oh my God, let's talk about that.
That was kind of funny.
So him falling down, and he tweeted, he had this makes me love the guy even more.
That was pretty awesome.
That he had fun with it, and he tweeted it out himself. Just kind of joking on himself, and Jonathan Gooden was all over him for it, and Tim Lolito, and
it was pretty funny.
Some of the guys, Saints players, suggested that he make that a thing every time he comes out now. Could you imagine, like, you're in the room, like, you know, they're announcing the offensive starters, and they're like...
okay, that would be funny.
How
hope he does that. That would be funny.
I like it.
If he would trip every time he came, that would be hilarious. I like it.
That would be awesome. Just a little tuck and roll thing, you know?
Yeah.
And we had a few tweets coming in. They all came from Craig in Baltimore. So there's three of them from him. One of them will go first. Question is, what is the biggest hole that the Saints have? And then he went on to say what if he had to choose who it was. But I'm not going to tell you guys. I want to see if you get the same one as him.
Huh, biggest hole. I wouldn't say it's really a hole, but... the other starting cornerback other than Lewis,
Corey White,
or Patrick Robinson, or Dixon, or whoever. It's just, I know it was just a preseason game, but P. Rob didn't look good the other night. He kind of got picked on. by the backup.
Well, he is kind of the only guy for them to pick on anyway, though. Well, you're not going to pick on Keenan Lewis. You're not going to pick on the safeties. You're not going to pick on the linebackers.
So, but obviously they must like what they see because they dumped Champ. You know, they're willing to roll a dice with Robinson and hope to God he's just not awful.
Yeah, I'd have to go there, cornerback. Okay. But again, I think during the regular season, look, preseason we all know is very vanilla. Once we start next Sunday, I think with the extra safeties that we have and the way Rob Ryan plays them, I'll feel comfortable with it. And look, I know you hate him, Jeff, but Corey White wasn't, you know, he wasn't Jason David bad last year.
That's debatable.
No, he definitely was not that bad.
No, he wasn't Jason David bad.
All right, we'll see.
I mean, he was picked on, you know. And this is a point that Jason made last night that he doesn't remember. it is funny how during the fourth preseason game when it was Bailey and was it White or Robinson? P. Rob.
Yeah, P.
They Rob. They were starting. The quarterback targeted P. Rob. They didn't target Bailey at all.
Oh, Champ Bailey. Because he's Champ Bailey. Or, like, again, goes back to my theory that sometimes coaches make little agreements before preseason games, and maybe Sean Payton asked them to target that side of the field. I mean, I think I look at preseason games, especially in that fourth game concept. Coaches got to look at that as kind of a audition tryout.
This guy is fucking stupid!
I have a conspiracy theory that I won't let go of. They're in it together. Okay, next question is, with his intimate knowledge of all things soccer, is it possible to see Damon as the new Saints kicker?
I'm better than the kicker they have now.
Jimmy Graham's going to kick. You know, did you guys see the Wisconsin LSU game? The Wisconsin kicker was actually a soccer player from Brazil who'd never played football. And they lost.
He drilled his kick, though.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, obviously, he had a little gut on him. He was a little too fat to actually play soccer, so he's like, screw this, I'm going to go play some football.
All right, so then the other point was, Craig in Baltimore, he's the one who made the point, Damon, last night, that Champ isn't targeted in all of game four of the preseason, but P-Rob gives it up like a whore. So why did we give up Champ? And you guys, we already talked about that one. So we did get a tweet later on from Neil, new daddy Neil. He says, it's going to be 2009 all over again. I have nothing more to say. And that's our tweets from the Twitter thing. Moving along, let's do bold predictions sure to go wrong.
It's kind of thin, but we're still better than we were, you know, a couple of years ago. But mute yourself when you do that, please. I mean,
I'm sorry. I'm at the camp and I'm on an iPad and I'm making a drink.
So okay, well that okay, you know.
Fuck you, buddy.
It's very annoying.
I'm sorry. I'm putting Crown in my drink. You're annoying.
Yeah, you put Oh well, goddamn. Jason in the background, fucking trying to make as much noise as he can.
Why'd we give up Champ Bailey?
I don't know. That's the reason we cut Champ. What is that noise?
I see what you did there.
No, I see what you tried to do there, but I don't get it. Am I wrong?
I knew it. I knew he was going to do it.
That's not Cabo. Oh, my God. It's got to be Damon. It's got to be Damon. Into another cheap.
All right. Enough.
Cowbell.
Come on. My kids get along better than this. All right. Bold predictions sure to go wrong. So we certainly have the first one Jason made earlier this offseason, that Brandon Cooks will appear on a ticket.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't appear on one of our tickets.
All right, so that one went wrong.
All right, it's a good start for me.
Do you want me to read the ones that y'all came up with last night?
Yeah, I remember. I got nothing right now.
Wait, is that what he said last night? Was that his prediction?
No, that was his prediction like 6 months ago or two.
Oh,
months,
was it? Okay.
Before the tickets came in.
Okay.
We just never checked in on it. All right, so I came in with Taron Armstead makes the Pro Bowl. We're going to move on to bold predictions, sure to go wrong. The first bold prediction was, I think Taron Armstead will make the Pro Bowl.
Ooh, I like that.
Damon, you get one. Jason, you get another one.
Damn, I'm kind of with you on that one. That's a good bold prediction.
Mm-hmm. Of course it is. That's
I like it.
Said it.
I like it.
All right, Damon, you got a bold prediction. Sure to go wrong.
Yeah, my bold prediction is going to be the Saints defense will lead the league in takeaways.
Okay, I like that one.
I like it.
Yeah, you know, it's like they're somewhat believable. Jason, you got another one?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Mark Ingram leads the NFC South in rushing.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Like, not just leading the Saints, I'm saying leading the NFC South in rushing. So it was better than whatever fucking Atlanta running back they put out there, Devontae Freeman. Steven Jackson. Better than
Damn, Johnson, I had a Mark Ingram one.
Angelo Williams, and better than the fucking muscle hamster who sucked.
I was going to come in with Ingram getting like, 750.
I know, like, fantasy, I'm high. I think Ingram's, this is going to be a great season from Ingram. I'm very high on Ingram right now.
Yeah, me too. Is it so much too bad Kenny Vaccaro makes the Pro Bowl?
No. Okay, here's my bro prediction. Kenny Vaccaro is an all-pro. He's more than a Pro Bowl. He is an all-pro. Kenny Vaccaro is a fucking stud, and that's okay.
That is Jeff/Jason. How's that?
I'm gonna get a white Kenny Vaccaro jersey this year. That's what I'm getting.
All right, Damon.
I say this year, Drew Brees. I need to let marinara down. He's either gonna break the passing record again, or he's going to throw the most touchdowns. I'm gonna say he's gonna throw the most touchdowns in NFL history. For a season.
Breeze breaks record for most TD passes.
Wow, that's got to be a lot, right?
And one season. Is it, 40? What was it?
50. I thought it was 50.
I mean, Peyton threw 55, so that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. That's a good one. Should we say anything about Cooks? Or?
No, I'm going to go with Marcus Colston. Gets 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns for Marcus
Colston.
Yeah, I'm going to go Marcus Colston, certifies himself.
That is a bold prediction.
1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns from Marcus Colston.
Well, you know what? I like that one. He's healthy this year.
Right.
Let's go do it.
Goodness forbid that they can I throw one in there with Marcus Colston?
Well, I was going to say...
Go ahead.
That Marcus Colston will make the Pro Bowl this year.
Oh,
wow.
The first time, which is way overdue.
Yeah, well, you know what? The rest of the NFL.
I like, which means all you fantasy people who haven't drafted yet, Colson's going to get 1,000 yards, 12 touchdowns. He's going to be a number one, borderline number one / number two fantasy receiver.
I'm going to go with, all right, last year I came up with the Saints defense would be in the top 10. I got that one with them being in the top 4. So I'm going to push down and say Saints defense is top 5.
What does it mean? Is it yardage? I guess it's yardage, right?
Well, last year I said top 10, and we gave them number 4 based on yardage, right?
Right, yeah, it was yardage. Yeah, it was yardage.
All right, so okay. It'll be top 5 in the NFL.
Well, I'm definitely going to go with the Saints defense gets the most defensive touchdowns out of any defense in fantasy this year. The Saints defense will be number 1.
So then any defense in the league.
Yeah, I mean,
whether it's fantasy or not, it's all...
I mean, granted, it's funny because I drafted the Saints defense in fantasy knowing, like, they're going to... Last year, they had 0 touchdowns. They were the only defense to get 0 touchdowns. This year, they're going to lead the league in defensive scoring. They got a lot of pick sixes,
is a bold prediction, sure to go wrong. Because you're right, like, the boldness is that it's touchdowns. Because
Yeah.
I agree that it may be likely that they get a lot of turnovers. But you're saying they're going to convert him.
Yeah, they're going to get more touchdowns than any other defense. Mm-hmm. I'm calling it Jay Bird.
Oh, you mean Jairus Bird? Y'all have any more to add?
Yeah, I want to add one more. I think Drew Brees will finally win the NFL MVP.
That's a good one.
An award that has been, quite frankly, you know, I don't know, stolen, but it's a shame that he's not ever in that conversation like he should be.
Yeah. What about Cooks? We should have one about Brandon Cooks.
Well, I would think a bold prediction would be 1,000 yards for him. So why not? 1,000 yards for Brandon Cooks.
All right, everybody. You get 1,000 yards. You get 1,000 yards.
Since we're handing out all these touchdowns and all these records, yeah, why not?
Wow. All right. So besides that, I think that's a few. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So, yeah, we're good.
Ready.
That is our bold predictions. Oh, you know what? I'll throw one. Atlanta goes – or Atlanta only wins 4 games this year again.
Oh.
And then we'll do one more that collectively I think we can all say home field advantage. Well, no, that's not – that one's sure to go right.
Yeah, right.
Okay, moving on to our next segment. This is the return of Pick'ems.
Of their bad offensive line play.
It's been great.
All right, what else?
Flying fifth. I'm an idiot.
Wait, finish chewing and then say it.
No, I can't. Clearly, fried fish.
Fried fish?
I mean fried fish. How about that, bitch? I mean fried fish.
Are you eating fried fish?
Yep, I mean fried fish. What the fuck is going on?
You're eating fried fish.
I mean fried fish, bitch.
Stop.
Oh, my God.
Just stop. That is the cold open right there.
What am I doing?
I think we just found our cold open.
I mean fried fish, bitch.
Okay, I just put it all out of my mouth. I mean, I was eating fried fish. There was some good fish. But I was eating it. No, I'm not. I had to spit it out just because. God damn it, that was some fried fish.
Do you realize how fast you were going, sir?
Yes, I do. And there is an explanation for that. First of all, let me start off by saying I'm
a little more hammered than I thought I was. Oh, all right. This is actually the one bit of support that I still have from last night, because we do have the games. But this year for Pick'ems, we are going to include the spread.
All right.
Try to make it a little different, maybe even the odds, just because you always get some games where everybody takes the same team just because, you know, with one team happens to be the favorite. So at least the point spread will kind of even it up a little bit.
Something else we're going to do is after we record, I'm going to go ahead and tweet out the games and the spread and let our fans, anybody who listens to the show, can tweet us back with your picks so you can play Pick'ems against us. And then we'll read your results along with everybody else's each week.
Well, what if we end up getting like a hundred trees?
We'll figure something else out. But we'll pretend like we didn't get them.
Yeah. Last night when you said this, I thought you were going to like push someone to a site maybe where that'll keep track. I can't believe there's not a site out there that you can find that does.
I'm sure you can create a Google Doc.
Yeah, we'll do something. I'll figure something out. Technologically inclined.
Yeah, let him work his magic.
All right, so first game.
All right, first game is actually the first game of the new season, the Thursday night game. The Green Bay Packers at the defending Super Bowl champ Seattle Seahawks. Seattle is favored by 5.
All right, Damon, you go first.
I'm going to take Green Bay with the 5 points. Just because you remember a couple of years ago, remember that?
Oh yeah.
Remember that hanky, you know, BS with the refs and look, Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers is a damn good team. So, I know the Seahawks are, you know, the 12th man and all that stuff, and they have a hell of a home field advantage, and they're going to be excited, you know, coming back off their first Super Bowl. But Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers are a very, very good team, so I'm taking them.
Yeah, I'm going to agree. I have a feeling that, I mean, Seattle, look, they're going to be home. They're riding that high. Usually the team, the defending Super Bowl champs, rarely loses that home opener the next year, no matter what happens the rest of the year. So I do think Seattle wins the game, but I don't think they win by 5 points.
All right. I'm also going to go with Green Bay just because Seattle needs some losses. Can't have them getting home field advantage in the playoffs. So,
well, yeah, but you're saying Green Bay's going to win outright.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Win outright.
I hope
Green Bay
right.
does get 5 points, so even if they
– Oh, yeah.
And, you know, still cover.
Oh, yeah. I'm hope you're right.
All right, our next game. Big AFC tilt, the Indianapolis Colts at the Denver Broncos. Denver is favored by 7.
Mm.
So, two playoff wins right. from a year ago. Peyton obviously having the history with Indianapolis. I believe Indy beat Denver last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh.
In Indianapolis, you are correct.
Yeah, man, this game is in Denver.
Yeah, Indianapolis beat both Super Bowl contenders last year.
Mm.
In Indianapolis. They beat Denver and Seattle.
Oh, yeah. And how'd that work out for them?
Yeah. All right. So,
I'll go first on this one. I'll take Denver with Denver minus the 7.
Yeah, minus the 7.
Yeah. I mean, Peyton, I don't care. Peyton, the rumor, and I haven't seen anything, but from what I've heard or read, they say Peyton Manning's already in midseason form. So, Peyton Manning, Demaryius Thomas, Julius Thomas, Monty Ball. That offense is going to score a lot of points.
Hmm. All right, I am going to go with Indy here. I don't know. I just see a little bit of a letdown from Denver, maybe a little Super Bowl loser hangover or whatnot. Obviously, Peyton's still great, but I don't know. I think Denver comes back to the pack a little bit this year. So I'm going to go with the upset and go Indy.
All right.
And the 7, that's a lot of points to give up. But I'm still going to go Denver because I think they're a better – I'll put it this way. Green Bay is a better team than Indianapolis, if that makes any sense. So that's why I chose Green Bay to give Seattle a tougher time. Indy's a young team, young quarterback, very good quarterback, very exciting team, but – I'm going to give it to the old pro opening weekend, you know. And good, I'd like to go back, and I can only imagine what Peyton Manning's record is for a home opener, because how many times did they start 12-0, 10-0, 11-0, you know?
I believe he did throw 7 touchdowns in the first game last year.
7.
So
that's all right.
Yeah. Sound like Jabba the
Our next game, a little interconference tilt to one teams, the San Diego Chargers at the Arizona Cardinals. This game's a pick 'em. I'm going to go with the road team. I'm going to go with San Diego.
A whale's vagina.
Arizona's got some injuries they've had to deal with. They are still a pretty decent team, but you know, San Diego's a playoff team from last year, won a playoff game last year, so their offense looks good, so I'm going to go with San Diego.
I probably should pick San Diego, but for whatever reason, I'm just taking, because it's a head-to-head, I'll take the home team. Give me the Cardinals.
I'll follow Jeff's logic there. I'll take the Cardinals at home.
All right. Well, so far, we've all taken the same picks we took last night.
Yeah.
All right. Our next game, a game of the Battle of AFC North. The Cincinnati Bengals at the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens are favored by 1.5.
My turn to go first.
No white beaters allowed in this game.
I'm going to take the Ravens.
That's no explanation necessary?
Nope.
thank you. Yeah, I'm also taking the Ravens. I like the Ravens. I think.
Why the Ravens?
Because I'm a fan. I like the Ravens, but also it's only 1.5 points. I think they're gonna win the game by 3. at minimum.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to go with the Bungles. I think they win that division this year. I think Baltimore takes a little step back.
Okay.
So,
I mean, this would be one to take Cincinnati because Ray Rice isn't there, but...
It's not like Ray Rice looked great last year, though.
Well, and the Ravens' defense, though, is pretty solid still.
You sure about that, Doctor?
I thought so. They're like a top...
Okay, well...
something?
Okay.
You sound like...
Well, I have a...
Did I just say something? This guy's fucking stupid.
I have a kid right now.
What'd you say? Oh. Yeah. Okay, Oakland... Oh, you.
So now, our shitty game of the week.
Here we go!
All right, pretty crappy game if you look at it. Two AFC teams, and I actually think this is the first time one of these teams hasn't been the second Monday night game. You know, because one Monday night they usually do the doubleheader now. They'll have Mike and Mike call it, and the second game is always a West Coast game. And normally this one team seems to always be in that game, and even though they're shitty, it's Oakland at the New York Jets. Jets are favored by 5.5. So I know Oakland is crap, and Matt Schaub is pretty crappy, but I think Derek Carr makes an appearance, and somehow I got Oakland pulling the crazy upset week one.
Well, I'll take the Jets simply because two bad franchises. But Oakland has to travel all the way across the country. I'll give the Jets the nod there. I agree with you. I think Carr is going to be their starter.
Man, this is really bad. Too bad, bad. I mean, this is the epitome of shitty game. You got, the Oakland.
That's what I fought for.
Oakland, who has quarterback problems there. The Jets, who have team problems. The Jets are falling apart at the seams. So last night I took the Jets, giving up 5.5. Am I allowed to switch?
Do whatever you want.
All right, I'm gonna go with Jason on this one. 5.5 is a lot to win by. This game might end up being like 6-2.
Hey, as long as Oakland covers.
Exactly. I mean, so yeah, I'm gonna take Oakland with you.
All right,
and that's our pick'ems.
Yep.
Our first pick'em of the year. So I'm gonna post these games whenever we edit. I go to edit, and then anybody who listens can tweet back their results. And depending on how many we get, we'll respond accordingly. But for now, we're gonna move straight into. Before we get into the Falcons, we're gonna combine that with Saints preview for the game. But before we do this particular game, is there any anticipation for the season that y'all feel like we ought to talk about season anticipations, or have we really kind of covered that?
I'll tell you, wait a second, there's a big development that happened today for the season. If you have DirecTV in the New Orleans area, and I think around the country, you no longer have Fox Television broadcasting on DirecTV in select markets. Yeah, I woke up this morning. The company that I'm trying to see how to say this is a company, Raycon.
Okay.
And Mr. Benson owns Fox 8, but they have a management agreement with this Raycon, and they manage it. Okay. Anyway, they're having a dispute with DirecTV over carriage fees.
Kind of like the AMC with Dish when the.
Right.
Breaking Bad season was on.
Right. Right. So Raycon has pulled their Fox coverage from DirecTV.
Until that's resolved.
Until it's resolved.
So does that mean the game is not going to be aired in those markets?
That is correct. Now I'm wondering if you have NFL Sunday ticket, would you get to
watch it there? Oh, that's a tough. So if all DirecTV subscribers in the greater New Orleans area are not able to watch the Saints dismantle the Falcons on this Sunday, there's going to be, I mean, that's going to be.
Yeah.
And then just think every NFL market that that would happen in. I mean, not just for Saints fans. That's kind of a big deal.
No, no doubt. So I'm curious to see what's going on.
Oh, I'm just glad I'll be. Y'all want to come up here and watch it in Alexandria? You.
Hey, I don't have DirecTV. I'm fine.
Oh yeah, there you go.
I pay too much for Cox.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
So. You just got that, Damon. Come on. A little slow on the uptake today. All right, so then that'll jump us straight into Saints preview.
You know what's crazy? Like, man, I'm so excited to get back into the game. We don't have a fucking home game until week 3. We don't even get to go into the dome until week 3. That's going to be kind of insane, like having two road games and being like, man, finally we're getting, like, I'm so, because I didn't go to any preseason games. Like, Damon probably did go to a preseason game, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I went to both of them.
Yeah, but, like, I haven't even been in the dome since last year, so I am excited for, for week 3 against Minnesota, just to finally get back in the dome in Section 648 and be fucking excited. Like, I'm ready for.
All right.
I'm ready to get back in the dome, and not,
so you're ready to get back in the dome,
and then have to look into our fucking bullshit screen, which is 1986, you know, Teletron one, which we definitely.
Saints preview.
Which is also going to share time with Fuck the Falcons. All right, so what do we preview about the game? So here's the first thing. I mean, how do you – all of the joking and the jabbing that we did on the Falcons this summer, objectively speaking, they're not going to be a cakewalk. They do usually play the Saints fairly well. I mean, they don't just lay down and roll over unless you're Matt Ryan in front of Kenny Vaccaro. But how do you go into Atlanta with their toughness crusade mentality? They're gonna come. They will come out looking for a fight. Yeah, I'm talking about looking for a physical fight. Like, they want to go to fisticuffs with us.
Well, right. Look, I see the game going up because of injury once again this year. Atlanta's offensive line is suspect. I think that, along with a couple of personal fouls at inopportune times by the Falcons because they're trying to be tough, will, you know, I think it'll extend a drive for us and kill a drive for them. And I think that will be honestly the difference maker. And I do, you know, I think we are a much more talented team. I think that will be the difference maker, and we'll win by more than our normal, you know, 3 or 4 points. I think it's going to be honestly, I think it'd be like a 10-point game, you know, a 10, 20-point game. 10-12-point game.
Right. I just think with the loss, you know, their offensive lineman goes down, Sean Witherspoon's out again, lines are suspect. I think, if we start fast and just get on them from the get-go, then our ends can pin their ears back and just attack the quarterback. I think it can go downhill fast for the Falcons. They don't have Tony Gonzalez anymore as a safety valve.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
You know,
Steven Jackson's out, right?
He's nicked up and he's old. I just think this can. I expect to get a few, you know, a lot of sacks. I expect to get a turnover or two. And I know there's a lot of Saints fans going down to this game, including our own Fuck the Falcons is going down there. So I think it's going to be a good time. They do always seem to play us close, but after watching them on Hard Knocks and just knowing how focused our team is, I think this game is going to end up being a little different, and it's not going to be that difficult.
Score predictions?
Kenny Vaccaro gets an interception. That'll be my prediction for the game. And then the score will be, I don't know, 37-20?
Ooh, that's a big-ass whooping. I'll go around the same route. I'll go 21-30.
Yeah, I'm going to stay, for whatever reason, conservative. I'm going to say 27-24. Jason, after what you just said, you kind of convinced me that it's going to be a big. It's not going to be as close. I mean, there's no reason to believe it. except just maybe just knocking some rust off. You know what I mean? It's the first game, and I don't know. I just hope Drew Brees is 100% with that oblique. He said he kind of wasn't 100% after he played that third preseason game, but he has had 2 weeks to rest it up. But hopefully, you know, we'll be winning by so much that they put in Ryan Griffin or Luke McCown in the fourth quarter just to spell Brees. Other than that, you're going to want Kenny Vaccaro to get that interception, and you're probably going to need him to run it back for a touchdown because you do have the Saints D getting the most defensive touchdowns in the league. That's your bold prediction.
That's fine. You got to start somewhere, right?
Why might not want two.
Hey, yeah, why not? Let's do it. Really crush their spirit, you know. Don't just get one. Let's add a second one.
All right, we'll give one to Raphael Bush. Hey, Raphael Bush could get one just to say, ha-ha, you thought you could get me, but now I'm...
You did see where Raphael Bush came out and said that we're going to spank the Falcons, that they're our little brother. And
oh, no.
Yeah,
hey, has Roddy White said anything?
Stupid? Not yet.
He's surprised. Finally shut his mouth, huh?
Well, maybe even he realizes his team doesn't have a shot.
Yeah, like, when Roddy White's not even talking shit, you know that they're in bad shape. All right, final thoughts.
I just can't wait to see Mike Smith and his stupid grin on his face, and I just can't wait for Peyton to just destroy him once again. It's finally here. Season's here. It's a few short days away.
No, I have to agree with Jason's assessment. It will be fun to beat them in the first game and send them on a... rules the ruling hill, you know, downhill for the season. But my final thoughts, I'd like to recommend something to everybody. And I did it this week. If you have a copy of Sean Payton's book, Home Team, pick it up, start at chapter 6. That's where he flies into New Orleans to get interviewed, and read 4, 5, 6 chapters. They're short. And it just, when you go back and read that, it just reminds you where we were back then and how far we have come. I know it's a short amount of years since then, but it really feels like a lifetime ago when the Saints were struggling to get coaches, free agents, or anybody. Now we're a model franchise, people predicting Super Bowls, you know, nationally. Back then, it was a much different story. And just go back and read Sean Payton's book. It'll give you that, you know, it'll really bring you back to reality, make you appreciate so much more what we have this year going into 2014.
Yeah, and then I'll add to that something that I believe it was the Angry Who Dat blog. Jason, you referred us to it, and I think Mike Fuck the Falcons wrote it, but it basically telling everybody, you know, ever since we won the Super Bowl, we've had this mentality that, you know, we keep looking straight to the Super Bowl, and it's like, okay, this season it's Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. And what he said is like, let's slow down and let's enjoy the ride. The whole reason why the 09 season was special is because of all the moments that made the story of the season. If you look, you know, you have the Meacham strip, you have, you know, Drew Brees dunking in Miami, you have, you know, us stomping Eli Manning into the ground by 5 touchdowns. You have Tom Brady being put on the bench. I mean, you know, all the games, each game, there was something special to enjoy about the experience. So I liked his advice to say slow down and just enjoy each week for what it is and stop looking too far ahead of ourselves. So that's the other part of it. I would give a echo the recommendation. I believe that's all the show we have for you. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and for telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol Podcast. Check us out on Facebook by searching for Dome Patrol Podcast there. We're also on Twitter at Dome Patrol. So, do us on iTunes, if not, you can go to DomePatrolPodcast.com. Say bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.
Oh, and I'm going to play the clip of the goodbye dog at the end of the show. Let's play
whatever.
Everybody's drunk. Ooh-ha! good times.
Don't Patrol Podcast.
.com, you fucking bitches.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, donkeys, and I'm kind of drunk, but let's do this. Go. We're going to win the fucking Super Bowl, so fuck all of you.
Why would you say fuck all of you, Twark?
Because we're going to win the fucking Super Bowl.
Yeah, so but don't tell our listeners to fuck them.
Let's fucking do this. Don't be pussies. Let's just do this. We're going to win the fucking Super Bowl. Just work it. Just be happy. Be excited. Be work it. Be excited.
Be work
it. Put your game down, flip it, and reverse it.
David.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.
Just God.
Bye-bye, donkeys.
Jason.
I like what Damon did there. He did it and I went back behind him, so we're good. I said bye-bye, donkeys. We're good. I said bye-bye, donkeys. It was good.
It was good.
This is awesome.